Welcome to yet another edition of Hit the Target podcast, proudly brought to you by Hollywood Bets. We'll be discussing all things DStv Premiership. And yet to discuss the action with me, of course, I can't do this alone. With me is the ever-present Panile Pikwa. Bant, good to have you here.
Yeah, it's good to be back. I mean, guiding people towards the right direction. That's what we did last week. There were some couple of draws there, especially the Maritzburg and the Mazulu one. I think even Ubeni himself was confident about a draw in that one. Banker Chiefs, you know, Arrows beating Baroka. I think last week we were on point. So hopefully again this week, guiding punters towards the right direction.
1 point again as well. In the studio is Pelelani Mpengase. JJ, good to have you here. As on point as always. Look forward to more insights.
Thank you very much. It's always good being here and to see my friend as well, Banel.
Let's get straight into the action. Chipper United this Saturday, Nelson Mandela Bay, 3 o'clock, Hopper Street rather, against Golden Arrows. Banel, thoughts? Chipper United back at Nelson Mandela Bay. I'm not too sure what to think of them.
Yeah, I mean, Chipper United are one of those sketchy teams you find in the DStv Premiership. You know, like one of those Marumo Gallants kind of teams where you think, okay, these are the whooping boys, and they surprise you and just win 3-1, you know. So they're like that. You just never know what you're going to get from them. I like a little bit of Arrows, if we can be honest. Very disappointing. I mean, the last game that they had to do things the hard way. I mean, they were 2-0 up. Team gets a red card. Ended up 2-2, and then last minute goal, they won the game 3-2. You know, you don't do things like that, especially when you're playing at home against 9 men, you know. So yeah, I think though the win, they'll take a confidence booster. For me, I'll go for, I know there's not much home advantage without the fans and all of that, you know, otherwise going to PE, Sisa Dukash or Nelson Mandela Bay, you know, it's always a hard one. But yeah, without fans, it neutralizes everything. For me, I think 31-20 for the Panthers is the way to go, you know. But yeah, for those less brave Panthers, maybe say Arrows or draw. But for me, I'll be a bit brave and go banker Golden Arrows in this one. I have zero respect for Chipper United.
Zero respect for Chipper United under Coach Kurt Lenkies. Are you expecting an open game here, JJ, or is this going to be one of those tight 0-0 games that the PSL has loved to offer?
I do believe that. Especially Chipper United, they know where they've been, especially from the beginning of the season, and it's very, very hard to move from the bottom. But I do believe that it's going to be not a very good game in terms of interpassing play. I believe that it's going to be one of those games where maybe you're just waiting for that chance, you score, then after that you shut the doors. But I believe that Golden Arrows will go there. And you know Golden Arrows, it's one of the teams that don't go there and defend. They play a very fluent football. They attack. They play with transition game as well, with a lot of players who are young and energetic. And I do believe that Golden Arrows will come back with 3 points.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting tie win for our KZN boys. Sticking with two of our KZN boys, of course, we see another Durban derby taking place this Saturday at Durban's iconic Moses Mabhida Stadium, where Royal AM face Amazulu Banele.
You know, funny enough how Royal AM have been called the new Amazulu this season, because they just passed out of nowhere to be a competitive team, you know. But yeah, you look at the odds, both teams are priced up at 33-20. I mean, it shows even the bookmakers can't separate the two teams, so they get to share the same amount.
Is that a fair price for you?
I think it's a fair price, you know. But yeah, you look at a draw again. I mean, Amazulu and Ubeni has cursed himself by saying he's the new Swallows. We know Swallows, they had 20 draws last season from a 30 game season. Unbelievable, you know, drawing 20 games. So Amazulu are on par. They're currently on three draws in a row. So I mean, that speaks volumes. Also, three draws in a row. So I think maybe for me, I'll keep jumping on that wagon and go draw until maybe they lose or win. So for now, the 2-10 looks tasty for me. I'll be taking the 2-1. I'll be taking the 2-1. Yeah, Amazulu to draw this one. I mean, Royal AM, they've proven to be a very stubborn team. We saw Mamkize during the week getting an honorary doctorate from a church. So so maybe the players did get a bonus for that.
For sure.
So
for
we sure. never know. Maybe they're motivated coming into this game. But yeah, for me, I think draw on this one, 2-1.
I think one thing that this game does guarantee, I know, you know, we can say what we like about both AmaZulu and Royal AM, JJ, but I think one thing that's guaranteed here is entertaining football.
Definitely.
Definitely, and I believe goals will be there as
for
well.
Sure. Yeah.
And I see a PTS even. Mm-hmm. I mean, in this game. But going to AmaZulu, when they played against Imaritzburg, I believe they could have won that game because they considered towards the end of the game,
mm-hmm.
and I believe that they could have defended way much better. But you could see that the distances between the defenders and the midfielders, it was too big. So that's why Imaritzburg, they managed to get those bases. And looking at Royal AM, I believe that they've got players who are more mobile, especially Ponzane is very mobile. And there is Victor Letswalo, there is Mapena. There is Lanchin Palane as a central midfielder. I believe that Royal AM, they've been very good, especially in the final third in terms of tactical movements. They're very good because you tend to see that you've got two experienced players up front who understand each other very well, Victor Letswalo and Mapena. And with Umponzane, making the runs behind the defense, and I believe you still remember the goal he scored against Stellenbosch.
Yeah,
he used his pace, then he managed to score that goal. And for me, this one, I see.
I feel like you're gonna say Royal AM.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I see Royal AM taking 3 points because if you look at the log table, if they manage to win that game, maybe anything happened to Kaizer Chiefs, then they'll be able to jump to number two.
Is that something they should strive for this season? I know we asked the question a lot, but CAF Champions League or CAF Confederations Cup football in their first season in the TSCV Premiership, Anil, that would be an even greater story than what's already being told.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, I may sound stupid for saying this, but if Royal AM finish second, I think their success will be more than Sundowns winning the league. You know, it will be a big achievement. I mean, coming from nowhere and getting...
They'll probably earn more money.
And making it to the CAF Champions League spots. You know, it's funny how Royal AM have been doing well. I mean, we talk about them if they win, depending on what happens at Chiefs, they can leapfrog them and go to second. I saw something this week that Romam Keys is still going on with the case, you know. Leye cleared Africa Championship. She feels... she was robbed, if I can put it like that, by awarding Isikukune Use first place and the Royal AM dropping to second. She needed then to buy a status, you know. So she's going on with the case, and she's very
optimistic
that she'll stop the league if she has to. So imagine you're number two and you still want to stop the league
just because
you want to be given that NFT trophy, whereas I mean you already in the league. So yeah, but that is Umam Keza for you. That is the Royal AM for you. Sometimes you never know with the Royal AM. I think some of these off the field tactics are just stuff that are there to take away the pressure from the boys, you know. They want us to talk about them dancing, them coming into the field with money, them, the cases, you know. They want us to talk about that, and we forget about the good job
and
that they've done.
And...
you know, yeah, because if you look at it, they were the first team this season to win 4 games in a row, before Sundowns, you know. So, but nobody's talking about that, you know. It's all going under the radar, and they've coming. There's no pressure on the boys, you know. If there was... if there wasn't all of this off-the-field talks, there was going to be so much pressure on the boys. Hey, Mamkize came in, you're doing so well, third on the log, could be second, you know. So it puts pressure on the boys. So I think they are working in a way, these off-the-field talks.
And now some of their players are in the national team. Children.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think you still remember when Mamkize bought Celtic, when they arrived... in KZN, there was a lot of things that were going wrong, and it was in public saying the players, maybe they are not paid and whatsoever. Mm. But after that, he's been doing very well. I believe that they should be awarded. I mean, because you could see that where they are coming from, mm. from Celtic, they have been struggling financially.
Yeah.
And looking where they are at the moment, mm-hmm. it's a great achievement for them.
Yeah, I think we should actually take our hats off to Mama Mkhize, because the way she's formed a formidable football team in, of course, one of Africa's in one of Africa's greatest leagues, says something.
And looking at as well, Mahlasela. If you still remember, Mahlasela, he was at
Chiefs.
Yes, he was at Polokwane. Then he went to Royal AM. When the Royal AM was in NFT. But look how he's doing now. Mm. He's one of the exceptional players in the Royal AM team.
Prince KB.
You see. So.
And you know, also, I mean, stealing supporters, something. Well, let me not say, say stealing. Let me not use the word. But we've seen supporters crossing the floor and joining Royal AM. Mm-hmm. To be honest, as much as there's a lot of that said about Tumama Joy, who's came out and said, okay, I'll be supporting Royal AM. To be honest, there are a lot of people who are hiding. But yeah, they actually love Royal AM. They're following them. They're liking them. Mm. They're acting as if they're laughing at them. But deep down, they like what Royal AM is doing. And should Royal AM win something, a lot of people are going to come out of their shell.
We see you, Prokilani.
Yeah. And Banele, if it could happen that the supporters will be allowed into the stadium. Imagine the Royal AM supporters.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of support
I'm
for them.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
exactly.
They'll fill the crowd more than some of the other teams in the league.
More than Arrows and all those teams.
For sure. sticking with the KZN team, we've touched on the new Swallows. We look at the existing Swallows and, of course, Maritzburg United. Swallows under the tutelage of Coach Dylan Kerr now for the first time this season, JJ.
I believe that Dylan Kerr, he will try his tactics, but I believe that he doesn't have enough time to implement everything that he wants. The only thing that at least he needs is to get a draw or get a win, because you could see that where they are is very, very difficult. And going to Maritzburg, when they played against AmaZulu, they didn't do well first half. Mm-hmm. But second half, they came. They did very well, because you could see that they went all out trying to score, and they could have won that game easily, especially second half. So I believe that if they can come with that attitude for second half against AmaZulu, they will be able to win this game.
Yeah, of course, we've had Coach Dylan Kerr on here a couple of times on the podcast. But we've unpacked his plane. We know that he's going to do his best at Swallows. And I think he's destined for great things at the Dubai Birds. But your thoughts on his appointments? Is he the right man for the job? Is it too late? Not enough time for this weekend, like JJ alluded to the fact. Thoughts?
Look, I mean, like you said, just you, Dylan Kerr, we've had him a lot of times here on Hit the Target podcast, even after the show, we've spoken to him. Very knowledgeable about football. He knows his story. Very hardworking, you know. Mm. All the best to him. As soon as the news broke, I mean, I was one of the first to congratulate him. And I know it's definitely a good appointment. I mean, looking at the names that are linked to his Swallows, some are saying Hunt, some are saying Michos, and all those type of coaches. But when you're getting Dylan Kerr, you're getting somebody that knows and understands the DSTV Premiership.
And dedicated.
He knows and understands what it takes to survive relegation. I mean, after doing it at Tibaroka, the same season of Kaiser Chiefs, and Middendorp. That season, the Kambala season, he's facing Middendorp again this weekend, you know. Okay. And surviving relegation with TTM, I think most people don't understand how much of a big achievement that is, you know. Yeah, Black Leopards and all those teams. But for me, TTM, they were out, down and out. Mm-hmm. I mean, he survived relegation. Not only did he survive relegation, he went on to win a trophy. So it tells you how much of a good coach Dylan Kerr is. So I think looking at Swallows' scenario, they got a perfect person to come and save them. It's unfortunate that somebody like Dylan Kerr is only getting jobs when when a team needs to be rescued. And, you know, I don't want him to be like the Sam Allardyce of the PSL kind of like coach, because, I mean, he's a brilliant coach. I think he deserves.
He needs his own project.
He needs his own project, yes. But yeah, let's hope he survives the relegation here, which I believe, I mean, the ask is not too much. I mean, you look at teams like Marumo Gallants. Yes, they won TS Galaxy, but I mean, when those type of teams are still in the league, then definitely you can survive.
There is worse teams in the league than Swallows.
Definitely, yeah. There are worse teams than Swallows. So I'm expecting good things from Swallows. If I was a supporter of any of the teams, I'd say I'm glad we've faced Swallows.
So, it sounds like Panelli's jumping ship is doing a mama choy.
So yeah, I mean, Swallows in the upcoming weeks, I think their side you won't want to be facing.
Panelli choy. Kaizer Chiefs against Cape Town City, for me, possibly one of the most exciting games this weekend. I know we've got AmaZulu and Royal AM at Moses Mabhida Stadium, but JJ, Kaizer Chiefs, whenever they are up against Cape Town City, you know, it's always entertaining end-to-end action, possibly a come up a late goal again. But your thoughts on this fixture?
I believe it's going to be a very, very entertaining football. But you know Kaizer Chiefs, how they play, especially they play with the transition. Mm. Because that's why Kaizer Chiefs, they don't concede a lot of goals. If you can check under Stuart Baxter or Middendorp, they don't concede a lot of goals, because when you look at their defensive structure, it's very, very good. Okay, they might concede here and there, but you'll never... you won't be able to penetrate them now and then, because they are well-structured. Looking at Cape Town City, they attack now and then, and they will leave gaps behind, which I believe that Keegan Dolly and Kamapiliat, they will be able to get those ball behind the defense and be able to score. I say this one, I give Kaizer Chiefs this one.
I think it comes as a benefit for Kaizer Chiefs, the fact that Cape Town City are so possession-based, and I think it sort of plays into Kaizer Chiefs' hands here. Vanille.
Yeah. Look, I mean, it sounds weird to say, but I know Chiefs' defense has been called to question in a number of occasions, but it's only twice this season where they've only conceded more than one goal against the Sundowns, which they conceded two. They lost 2-0, and against the Royal AM, which was a shocker, day to forget, draw a line.
And
they lost
first and third in the league.
Yeah, first and third, and they lost 4-1 on the day. But since, they've been conceding one or keeping a clean sheet, you know. So as bad as the defense is, but Stuart Baxter is trying to minimize the amount of goals against, you know. You look at the last games, you know, it's an unfortunate goal against the Swallows, which you're already 3-0 up. Against AmaZulu, they conceded when they were 10 men, 1 man down, you know. So it says a lot. But you're looking at the betting, you see a 9-10 Kaizer Chiefs and a 3-1 for Cape Town City. Yes, Cape Town City haven't been doing well. A very, very inconsistent side, but they are a side whenever they play the big teams, they step up. We've seen them in MTN 8, how well they did. We saw them in last week against the Sundowns, should have won the game, you know. So you look at Chiefs, they don't like a pacey team. That's why they struggled against the Royal AM. That's why they struggled against Stellenbosch. That's why they struggled against Sundowns. So once you come with pace, your Cardosos and your Matohos, they tend to struggle there. Probably your Ramas as well will be there. Mm. You know, so they don't like a pacey team. For me, because of the price, I understand everything that Rich AJ said. Well spot on par. Mm-hmm. If Chiefs maybe were 15-10, I would have taken Chiefs. But because of the price, 3-1 for
it
me,
just
I'm
doesn't
taking.
Doesn't entice you that much.
I'm taking that 3-1 on Cape Town City. I feel like they can edge this one.
Sure. Well, it's going to be an exciting one. I love it when we disagree. It shows how tight the fixture is, and it's, of course, difficult to call. But another tight game, it's, of course, we end the Saturday night with the clash between Stellenbosch and Mamelodi Sundowns.
Back to Danny Craven.
Night football, yeah. Under the lights in Stellenbosch, Western Cape, Vanille.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't had this in a very long time, and we've been asking questions. Why are we, you know, like, for example, if you're a Sundown supporter on a Saturday, do your things, come back later and enjoy the game, you know. We didn't understand why everything was 3-5, 3-5, 3-5 when you had Bafana and playing at 9 even, you know. Mm. So it was allowed to play at night. We just didn't understand why finally the league now has opened the doors. So surely maybe supporters will be back soon. They now opening doors to a lot of things, which is a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
Two teams, Sundowns, I mean, top of the table, haven't lost a game, only two draws, speaks volumes, 30 points. And I was speaking to someone that if Sundowns can win 10 games from the remaining 18,
that's the league.
They'll win the league because, mm-hmm. I mean, 60 points guarantees you the league. So they need only 10 wins from the 18, which I believe they will get, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to see them not getting it soon.
As easy as that.
So, yeah, I'm hoping a team like Stellenbosch, you know, they started well, but now mm-hmm. the wheels are coming off. This is a game to bounce back and perhaps get a draw and, you know, just wake him a Mamelodi Sundowns up. I don't know how. Yeah, look at the betting, 13 to 20. I mean, and Sundowns is... And Sundowns,
I think it's value.
Yeah, 5 to 10 Sundowns, which is value. So yeah. At the moment, yeah, we know Onyango won't be there. Got a red card. Is, I mean, Sundowns have done well without him also this season. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they've got depth. But yeah, 5 to 10 for me is Sundowns. I hope Stellenbosch can get something just to make the league interesting.
Question for you before we get the thoughts of JJ on his former club, but could this be the reason that supporters are now changing over when all 5 or 6 matches are at the same time, you have to choose one of them? And is that why supporters are going and choosing and missing out on their favorite club?
No, the reason why supporters are jumping ship, I think it's simply because Sundowns are the only team that is interested in winning the league. You look mm-hmm. at how they sign players, how they sign coaches, how, you know, Sundowns, like everything is taken seriously. Their analyst, mm-hmm. everything is, it's taken seriously. They want the best in everything, you know. And you look at, the teams that are supposed to be challenging Mamelodi Sundowns, they just don't, the management in those teams don't even look concerned,
mm-hmm.
About what's going on. So I think those frustrations, make fans go, okay, you know what? I'm not winning trophies at Pirates anyway, so I might as well just go to Royal AM, enjoy the banter, enjoy the dancing, you know. So I think that's one of the main mm-hmm. reasons. But no supporter would leave Sundowns now and go join a Royal AM because the team is winning trophies. We have to be honest, you know. Yeah. If Pirates were that, you remember the Pirates that won 2 trebles and in back to back, nobody would leave that Pirates to support anyone, you know. So yeah, and then we've seen others now supporting Abu Al Ahly and all those all those dodgy teams. So people are leaving their teams.
Football is changing.
JJ,
thoughts on your former club Mamelodi Sundowns against Stellenbosch this Saturday night?
I believe.
Firstly, do you still support Sundowns or have you changed?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. Actually, it was a coincidence because while I was still at school, I used to support Sundowns and fortunately it happened that I played for it. Looking at Stellenbosch, I believe that they are losing a little bit of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
They were number 2 on the log and they were doing very well. Then after that, losing game, drawing games, then I believe that they are losing confidence. Looking at the Sundowns, and I believe that those draw that they had, they were not supposed to have those draw. They mm-hmm. know exactly, because I believe it was more of a tactical changes in terms of AMA, the players that they put at. Because looking at the other game where they put Dukastin Sereno and they took out Tembazwane Mshishi, and they ended up not having a lot of creativity because, yes, Dukastin Sereno, we know him, is very creative, but he went in while the intensity was too high.
Mm.
And there is another player that has been doing very well, Kuliso Mtau, mm-hmm. The right back. Very strong defensive, and he attacks very, but is not clinical in terms of creativity in the last third.
And decision making.
Exactly. Not like Umoren.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at Maema as well, he's one of the best players so far.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he's
signing
been,
of the season, Panelli, JJ. Leo Maema.
I think so. I think it's a tight one between Dolly and mm-hmm. Neo Maema. Both of them have been fantastic, but because of Dolly's experience, you know, you know, like how we always say to Sundowns, the resources. You know, Utoli has been there, won the Champions League. I mean, he was, it's not a surprise that he just came in at Chiefs and doing what he does. But for Uneo Mahema, you know, yes, he's not a youngster, but at 25, you go
coming
to
Celtic
from Sundowns. And at Celtic also, it's not like he was there for a lot of time. I think he was there for 2 seasons at Celtic, you know. So coming at a team like Sundowns where the demands are so high, we've seen even players like Abu Kemet Erasmus, some players coming from overseas, your Afonso's and all of that, not
I
making it.
Ayanda Patosi when he came back.
You know, Abu Ranti, you know.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of players who haven't made it at a team, Mamelodi Sundowns, your Matlambis, but you look at this boy, how he just came in and buzzed. So for me, when you're looking at those things, I'd give it to him, but it's a very tight one between him and Doli. But I mean, Doli, it's not a surprise. He's coming from France, played for Bafana, Champions League, he's got all the backing, all the resources.
For you, signing of the season?
For me, I'll go for Kegan Doli. Yes, and looking at the game time as well at Kaizer Chiefs, Kegan Doli has been a regular. And if he's not scoring, he's creating. And he's not a youngster, but looking at the work ethic that he's giving to Kaizer Chiefs, it's amazing.
Of a 22-year-old.
And how you worked to lose that weight we saw.
Yeah.
I mean, that is unbelievable. You know, it shows the amount of hunger. So, like I said, I mean, it's a very close one. If you say Doli, I'll take it.
The lack of hunger.
But, yeah, it shows Doli how hungry he is. I mean, he wants to play for Bafana. He wants to score goals. He wants to be there. So, yeah, I mean, he's been very impressive. And his hard work has been rubbing on the players like Abu Biliat, Nabo Bavugile, players like Abu Parker.
Abu Parker,
unbelievable. Who thought somebody can resurrect to Parker? So, yeah, that's the story. I mean, Utoli has been amazing. It's been fantastic.
Yeah. Chacha, your thoughts on this fixture? Sorry, I interrupted you with the signing of the season.
No, but I think that Sundowns will win this one.
Yeah. Well, if you're out there listening and understand the chance of winning that 200 rand betting voucher, courtesy of Hollywood Bets, let us know your thoughts on who has been signing of the season. There seems to be consensus that Kegan Doli is, of course, the signing of the season. There has been whispers of Neo Mayama, at least coming from my end and JJ's. But comments, and if your comment does hit the target, we will credit your accounts with the 200 rand betting voucher, courtesy of Hollywood Bets. Gentlemen, just the one game on Sunday, SuperSport United against Sekou Kune, both teams chasing those CAF spots. SuperSport United coming to this as favourites at the Lucas Moripe Stadium. Banele?
To be honest, I've been saying it since a very long time now, since last season even. I don't like SuperSport, so I don't like the management. I don't like how they set up. I don't like anything about SuperSport. So I'll just go Sekou Kune. For me, I think Sekou Kune or draw is good value. I really don't like SuperSport. They've been very disappointing. I mean, SuperSport is the type of team, they're at home to a Marumo Gallants. You expect them to wipe the floor and they'll just come and lose the game, you know? So yeah, there's just one team I don't like recently, SuperSport. What makes me angry a lot about SuperSport is the fact that they've got so much quality. They've got very, very good players. You look at your Jesse Dons, you know, regular Bafana collab now under Hugo Pros. You look at Sipho Mbule, you look at Abo Mokoena, Abo Hrobla, Kabuza. You know, those are very good players. Ronan Williams, Bafana captain. You shouldn't be doing what you're doing. You know, you should be competitive. You should be pushing. Sundowns, you know, teams like Abo Royal AM and Sekou Kune shouldn't just, Nabo Mazulu shouldn't be well above you, you know. So for me, SuperSport, I don't like, I think there's no ambition there. I don't like what's happening at SuperSport. So I'll just go with the Sekou Kune win draw.
Sounds like Banile has washed his hands of everything Matsatsansa.
Your former team.
Hey,
I think he even cuts his DSTV.
What I see is that SuperSport lately has been becoming one of the teams that is more defensive. Maybe because of their coach, Kaitano Tembo, as a defender. I'm not too sure, but he's more concerned about his defense. And other than that, they still concede goals, which is very, very disappointing, because I believe that their defensive structure should be well coordinated and they shouldn't concede. And they've got good players who can be able to play a free flowing football, Abo Mbule, Abo Wepa, Abo Mkwena, Kabuza, Abo Ulungu. I mean, they've got very, very good players, but I believe that somewhere, somehow, maybe he doesn't give them that freedom in terms of expressing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that looking at this game, I don't see SuperSport getting maximum point on this one.
All in agreement there. I mean, Sekhukhune, if you're looking at an exciting team to watch, they're definitely one of my favorite in the PSL. I mean, this season they have respected no team in the division and have just stuck to their brand of football. And in contrast to exactly what JJ said about SuperSport United, completely the opposite. They go out and have a go. But yes, that is of course the thoughts of JJ, Pelelani Mpengase, and of course Banele Pikwa. Remember, if you're out there listening and want to stand a chance of winning that 200 rand betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bets, let us know your thoughts on who has been the signing of the season. Hit the target. Of course, we will be giving you away that 200 rand betting voucher if your comments is on point. Remember, there is no right answer. It's all about your opinions at this point. Gentlemen, any last words from your end? Banele?
Good luck to all the punters taking bets this weekend.
Good luck to all things not SuperSport United. JJ?
No, just to wish all the punters to get whatever they are trying to
but whatever they're trying to achieve.
Yeah, exactly. But for me, don't bet SuperSport.
Until next week, gentlemen.
Sharp.